I've been musing. It's been a little under 2 months since we first got acquainted with each other. I never really expected it to come this far. Thought it would have been like a one-off thing. Never get back to it again. Get back to you. But there's a little flickering light in the corner of my mind, and you can hear it crackling if you listen close enough. Like a constant ringing in your ear that brings on insomnia, it persists. Day to day, you wouldn't know it. And just like everyone else, I have a job, I go see friends and family, I have hobbies and interests. Maybe you can say I'm unassuming. Although, after this, you might proceed with caution. I am confiding in you, and I think it's only respectful and fair to be honest. I know we're strangers, still new. We don't know whether or not we'll last, but that's the thrill. I think it's great that we're not too close yet. It makes things a little easier for you and I. I don't mean to sound so vague. It's not my intention. It's just difficult to put it in a way that isn't so crass. Like the beginning of all relationships, we're still in a flurry of emotions and uncertainty. But make no mistake, I'm certain of this. I'm a creative at heart. You've seen my paintings, you've read my work. If you've ever known anyone who's a chef, musician, an artist, you would know what they're like. They like to say they're not perfectionists, but like I said, I like the honesty. I am a perfectionist. Everything I put out there, I want to make sure I've put my heart and soul into it. Otherwise, it's shit. Not anything to be proud of. And you. You are a masterpiece that I want to be proud of. I don't want to put it to waste. I haven't made it clear yet. The idea of it all makes me a little flustered, I admit. But bear with me. I love your body. I love the way it feels, your expressions, the shapes you make in motion and in stillness. I love the way the sun and moon illuminates your frame like your own personal spotlight. I love how your cock feels in my hands and in me, engorged and full of lust. I love your mind, the way it tries to piece me together. I love your heart and soul. It's a given. You are a piece of art. But I know that there's more in you. I know that you could be more beautiful. I've seen it in my head maybe a million times more than I ever want to admit. Since the first time I envisioned it, it was merely an intrusive thought. But everyone has those. As an artist, these intrusive thoughts can become fuel if you understand how to use them correctly. But if you let them run its course, you're bound to fuck up. Do you know how I see you? Do you know the potential you have? Do you know how much I can pull out of you? Extract until I've completely used you to your fullest. Not a single inch of your body wasted. I want to push you to the edge. I want to drive you there slowly, build up the tension, bring you to a climax that crescendos to that shattering orgasm. And while that sounds like a beautiful piece, it's not enough. My ex-boyfriends couldn't evoke such intense and vivid feelings like I have for you. You're truly special to me. Never have I felt such waves of raw hunger, aggression, lust, all at once. It accumulates into a whirlwind in my chest, rising, rising, and rising, and it aches. It aches so fucking bad. The ideas, the scenarios, the execution becomes clearer and clearer each time. It's like chipping away at marble, bringing it to life, seeing the folds of the fabric, the textures of the skin, the shape taking form. And in the end, the final piece. There are no redos or undos. It'll be immortalized as it is once I'm finished. And some people would say I'm inspired. Some would say that I'm sick. Maybe I'm both. In my head, you've invoked a scenario where I bring you to a transfiguration. I break you down, strip you of anything that makes you human. Feelings, thoughts, free will, and everything you thought you knew about love. I take it all away from you. You fight it because you have pride, you have decency. But without those, you're a blank canvas. Although, this blank canvas is not as daunting as the ones I've dealt with in the past. I know what I want. I know what I want for you. And I know what I need to do to get it done. I want to rape you. I want to torture you. I want to put you through pain, so much so that you'd be begging for me to kill you. And that's what I'll do. I want to kill you. But we're not there yet. I want to play the scenes in my head over and over again until the concepts are perfect. Because once it starts, I can't change it. I can't go back. You can redo a painting so many times, but with a body, it's... I'm sure you understand. You will submit to me. Submit to my cunt. My cunt is your god. You will worship her. You will fuck her, lick her, and use her only on my terms. You have to give yourself to me. All of you. Your mind, body, soul, everything. I want to use your cock when I please, whenever I see fit. I want it to fill me up and explode inside of me. I want to suck your cock until you cry from all the forced orgasms that I will take from you because you are mine. I want to beat you to the point of disfigurement where no one, not even I, could recognize you. Maybe I want to use a knife. I want to draw intricate lines all across your body, watch the blood gush out of each incision, coating you in ruby red. I want to taste your blood. I want it to run down your body, touching my lips, and let it sit in my mouth. Really taste you. I want to see you gutted. I want to see your insides displayed like some kind of fucked up altar that I can go and worship and pay my respects to your willingness and devotion. Your soul will leave with a piece of me, and I with you to my grave. I want to see how beautiful it would truly be to see your brain splattered across my walls. I would trace out lines in my head of what shapes and fun images I can see using the blood and brain matter. I want you to be my little murder slut. Call me fucked up, call me whatever, I don't care. This is beautiful to me. You are beautiful to me. You need to understand that we're making something groundbreaking together. We're making something so profound that the world will hear of it. It would be imitated. It'd be mocked. Whatever it'll do to the masses, it'll make waves. It's the love story of the century. All you need to do is to give in to me. We'll tie the boulders of fantasies and dreams to our ankles and then leap into the darkest depths of the human psyche and drown together in depravity. And as the world around us begins to darken into nothingness, we'll feel content knowing that our love for each other will transcend death. Are you ready for me?